So, we'll read in our newsletter. I decided to do something new this year. I decided to follow the themes of World World Headquarters, so that we follow the path of most of the Unity churches here. And so the theme for the month for Unity is living love, living love. So we're going to start that, but we're going to also, what we find with grace is that grace is love. Grace is actually God's love. Last week, I talked about grace, and I talked about how it's God's gift, how it's God's mercies. And the free gifts and the free mercies are ultimately God's unconditional love that is given freely for no doggone reason, except that it can only give. It only wants. Love, grace, God, all one and the same. The thing is I talk about this and I merge it because we can't live. It will be very, 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 very difficult for us to live love unless we understand love and unless we accept love. And the starting point of that love is always going to be God. Because God is the love that has created us. God is the love that has created this world. God is the love that we all use so that we can love one another in the various ways that we will talk about through the following weeks. It is synonymous, this grace, with love. It is unconditional. Unconditional meaning, it has no conditions. It has no conditions. And for humans, that is hard for us to grasp because we live in a world filled with ourselves are filled with conditions. And so we have a hard time grasping that there is something out there, an entity, a something that can love us without any conditions. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to say anything. No matter how good or how going to unconditionally love us, we are not on the list. Can you get that? Doesn't that feel great? That we don't have to, what our parents, you know, most of our parents told us truths most of the time. But the one thing they didn't tell us the truth about, because they wanted to handle us, they wanted to control us, right? I get it. If I were a mother, I think I might do the same thing. The one thing is that we have a benevolent God. And God isn't up there, Peggy, Peggy, Peggy. Over here. Next time I want you over there in the good spot. God doesn't work that way. So the situation with love is how do we work this in? Love. We, in most Orthodox religions, in most traditional religions, we all talk about how God loves us, that God doesn't love us. God is the love. There's a difference. If God loved us, that would mean that God has these strings attached. Sometimes, at least the way we think about it, if we did this, I could receive God's love. If I did that, maybe God will take it away. God is not a person. God isn't a being. It is. We are the beings. We are the human beings. God is just pure energy, pure light, pure love. So what that means is that how we love is by taking the energy that is the pure being of God. We take it within ourselves and use it so that we can give it out to the world. We accept the being of God within us, feel that love, feel that light that is God. And then we transform it. We use it to love one another. We use it to bring light and joy to the world. We use it to be of service. And that's how God can be unconditional love, because God is just love. You know, in every marriage that I've ever done, and I think you've heard on TV or in real life, you've heard 1 Corinthians, God is kind, God is patient, God is not this, God is that. That is for us. God just is. It also says in 1 Corinthians, So God has faith, hope, love. These are the things that remain, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Why? Because grace is a free gift that you don't have to do anything for. You know, with hope and faith, that is a standing in the now and hoping for something in the future. But love is everlasting. Love is eternal. Love, you don't have to do anything to get in the spiritual realm. And so I go back to, for us to be able to live love, we have to accept the love. We have to accept the presence of God as is, to allow it to move in and through us, to be a part of us. Because it is the true nature of God. It is the law of God. In the book, Steps in Self-Knowledge, the Shimalites write, no one really feels he has earned love, for love for any source is felt as a free gift of grace. I find that interesting. I find it true. Most of us have been taught to shy away for the gift. Why? Because we don't think we're worthy of it. We have been hoodwinked with past religion. And it isn't just Christianity. There's a multitude of religions that say that we have to be this, we have to do that to receive God's love. We have to be bigger than this. We have to serve. We have to give. We have to be humble. We have to be shameful. We have to be lowly. We have to do this. We don't have to do any of that except open our hearts and our minds and say, yes, God. But we stop ourselves. We stop ourselves cold because we've been taught that we are undeserving. We're undeserving, let alone, we're undeserving of gifts here in the world. If I say, Paula, you're beautiful. She blushed. Dennis, I love your beard. You're so handsome. It's hard for us. It's really hard for us to accept that. To accept that love, that free flowing love. I want nothing from either one of you except to give you love. That is all God is. That is all conditional love is. Unconditional love, Emily Cady says, is not about receiving. It's about a constant source of giving. It's not the want to receive, it's just a want to give. And that's exactly what God does. Constantly give, constantly want you to feel love, constantly want to be love. Constantly wants you to be love. And the only way you can be love is to accept that God is everything. The first principle of unity says that God is all, both invisible and visible. God is everywhere present. God is all wisdom and all power. Now, when we hear all power, we go, because we shudder with the thought of God, the powerful, who's going to throw spiritual 2x4 anytime we do something wrong. That isn't what the power is. The power is, you've thought about that before, huh, Jackie? She's choking up over here. I think we all have thought of anytime anything's gone wrong, I've gotten that 2x4. I've been a bad girl and God's gotten me. You're laughing because you've thought the same thing, yes? That's the way we've been taught. But that isn't the power. The power that God is the strength that allows us to move, the strength to overcome, the strength to be. That's the power, not a judgment, not a forcing us to do something. That isn't the God that we love, that we talk about. God isn't going to make us do something. God is just going to love us unconditionally. And that's hard for us to grasp because some people, even right now, are saying, but if God gives you that unconditional love and they do bad, what turns them around to do good? Accepting, being receptive to the love of God moving in and through you. At all times. That is how you change. And that is what I'm proposing for each and every one of us, to get over our shame, our blame, our thoughts of I'm lacking, I'm unworthy, low is me, I'm a lowly worm. I can't remember the name of that song that says I'm... That's why we change the words here in Unity. Amazing Grace, yes. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. A wrench like me, no. You are the beloved child of God, worthy of your inheritance of this love moving in and through you. It is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It is God's good pleasure to continue to provide you with the free gifts so that we are happy, so that we are loved. And the way that we move forward with that is by opening our hearts, opening our minds, and saying, yes, God, I am worthy and deserving of your love. I might have made some mistakes. I might have made a lot of mistakes. But that still means that I'm worthy and deserving of your love, which is even more powerful. And I accept it. I move it in. I practice receiving. I don't only receive it once. I practice it. I practice opening up my heart. That's what I invite us all to do. That when we see the gift of grace, the gift of God's love coming forward to us, just say, thank you, God. Whatever that gift is, no matter what you've done, accept it to move in and through you, to allow the gift to be you. And surely, your lives will change. And don't worry about anyone else getting their gifts. That's between them and God. Did you hear me? It's so easy for us to look and say, well, those rich people get so many gifts and oh, they're so lucky, blah, 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 blah. Don't worry about them. We are so worried about why so-and-so has this. We're not looking at what we have. We're so worried about how come they and not I. Well, let's focus on what we do have so that we can get more. Let's focus in on the love of God loving us. How is God loving us? What are the gifts that we receive? I bet you anything that we are so far looking over here that we're not even looking at the gifts coming to us, and we're rejecting them. We separate ourselves from the love of God. We extract ourselves, lonely, not worthy. And we're taught that. Let's get that out. I think most of us are taught that. But we can unteach ourselves. Let us unteach ourselves. Let us also see our brothers and sisters who have made mistakes. Let's see them with the love of God, because that's truly also what we are here to do. We're here to accept the gifts, and we're also here to accept being the gift. Because once we accept that God is the gift of love, that grace is love and God is that gift, and we continue to allow it not only to come to us, to pour in us, then we can use that gift to be a gift to others. Understand? But the more that we reject it, my football move, special day today, what can I tell you? The more we accept it, the more that our thoughts of lack, the thoughts of unworthiness, the thoughts of us making mistakes, the thoughts that we need to be punished will go away, because we will just see ourselves in this light, as this light. I say that we should no longer imprison ourselves, and I will use Hafiz as an example. In the book, The Gift, a poem from Hafiz says, "We have not come to take prisoners. We have not come here to take prisoners, but to surrender ever more deeply to freedom and joy. We have not come into this exquisite world to hold ourselves hostage from love. Run, my dear, from anything that may not strengthen your precious budding wings. Run like hell, my dear, from anyone likely to put a sharp knife into the sacred, tender vision of your beautiful heart. We have a duty to befriend those aspects of obedience that stand outside of our house and shout to our reason, oh, please, come out and play. For we have not come here to take prisoners or to confine our wondrous spirits, but to experience ever and ever more deeply our divine courage, divine freedom, divine light, and love. We have come here to experience being the presence and the power of the divine. That is what we are here to do. And the only way that we can do that and to follow through in living fully a way of life, of love, and of grace is to do that. So I invite you now, anytime, we started off last week by doing your intentions, writing them down, putting dates to when you thought them, when you saw them. The next step to that is see those intentions, those all those things as God's grace coming to you as the prize, as the gift. And when they come to you, all you need to do is recognize them and say thank you. Here's the trick. Most of us, before we even get to thank you, we'll go something to an extent of, I don't know if I deserve this. How did I deserve this? How did I get this? Why did I get this? Does this sound familiar to any of you? How did this happen to me? This is wonderful, but how did it happen? What did I do? As soon as you hear that, shut it down. Say lovingly, stop that. Thank you. And accept it. Say yes. Thank you, God. And sometimes we'll go, but, Go back to thank you. Okay? Now, there'll be times when you'll continue to hamster wheel it, but yet, although, come on. If you see yourself doing that, just ask God, how do I get out of this cycle? That's another thing that we don't do enough of. Go straight because we don't trust God. I mean, I'm talking real truth. We don't accept God within us because we don't fully trust him, her, it. But we have to. Because if we do believe, and most of us believe that God created everything, if we believe that God created everything, whatever this God is, and whatever this everything is, then isn't it wise to go to that which knows everything, to ask the questions? We got to do that. So go to God and say, God, guide me out of my shame, my blame, all the stuff I'm going through. Guide me out of it. Help me accept your gifts of good. Okay? So when you receive your gift, go, thank you, God. And if you say, but, shut it down. I don't want to hear it. Go back to thank you. If you continue hearing that, ask. So God gives you the sweetest gift. And you look at it, and what do you do? Say,
thank you, God.
But. And then do what? Yet. I don't know who's going, nah, but I love it. Nah. And if you can, then what do? I hear praise God. Yeah, you always praise God, but guide me. I heard someone say guide me. Yes. Talk to God. Have a for real conversation with God. God, all right, I'm struggling here. How do I get out of my way? How do I get out of this? What do I say to myself? What do I do? What do I need to do? And then listen. And then say, thank you. So easy. It really is, once you get the hang of it. I promise you, the more you do it, the easier it gets. Because all I heard from up here is, yeah. I don't know if you guys heard yourself. As Chris Johnson said, I heard crickets creaking over here. No, really, that is the spiritual truth. The more you accept God's graces, God's gift, God's love, the more you'll be filled up with it. The more you'll be illumined to it. And trust that the more you are filled up, the more it will pour out of you, because you can't give something unless you have it. And trust that whomever you have some difficulties with and you have difficulties with them having God's gift, stop. That will definitely help to halt or slow down your gifts. Be happy for them. I don't care who they are. I don't care what political party they are part of. Be thankful because they are a testimony of God's love and grace. Because if they can get it, you can get it. Start training yourself to think, wow, if God has blessed them, God is truly blessing me. All right? For today, a little snippet. We're starting to do denials and affirmations. The last time we did the prayer class, in the teaching, clearly it said, you always do a denial before you do an affirmation. And Jordan, who was in the class, said, we never do that. Actually, he says, I've never seen any Unity ministry do that. And I said, you know, Jordan, you're right. I am no longer concerned about what may lie ahead. Affirmation. God's favor and grace bless me every day. I am grateful for God's love in action. Denial. I am no longer concerned about what may lie ahead. God's favor and grace bless me every day. I am grateful for God's love and act. And so it is. Just a quick word. A denial erases, doesn't allow any power over a situation. That is denial. It doesn't mean it isn't happening. Denial is something's happening, but it has no power over me. It's like an eraser so that the void can be filled with the affirmation. So use that with joy and happiness, knowing the truth about you. Thank you, Reverend. The eraser and the replacer. That's why he's becoming a licensed Unity teacher, everyone. So everyone have a brilliant day. Enjoy the music. And thank you, gang, for taking it on.